A report published today confirms that since the pandemic, there's been a significant rise in the number of children missing at least a month of school. The report, carried out by the ESRI, examines the school completion programme, which was set up to support young people at risk of early school leaving. It also says that in some places, the scale and complexity of disadvantage means that additional measures are needed to support families and children. We can talk to Emer Smith, who's a research professor with the ESRI. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
For people who aren't familiar with it, what does the school's completion programme do?
It was set up to target children and young people who are at risk of early school leaving and school disengagement. So it provides supports during the school day, like one-to-one work with children and young people, transfer programmes to prepare them for the transition to post-primary school. Also supports around the school day, like breakfast clubs, holiday provision, like trips and outings. And it also involves working with young people who are out of school, either because of school avoidance or because they've dropped out of school early.
We can come to your findings about the impact of the programme in a moment, but can we look at the numbers of children now missing a significant part of the school year? What did you find?
Well, the most recent figures we have available are for 2022-23. And for those students in DESH schools, at urban DESH schools at primary level, 43% have missed 20 days or more. And at second level, it's 30% of those in the most disadvantaged schools. It's lower in other schools, but it's still significant.
Right. And what did those who run the school completion programme around the country say to you about it and about the challenge when it comes to keeping children in school?
The challenge they saw is a changing need post-pandemic, that there has been a decline in well-being, an increase in mental health difficulties, especially anxiety, and growing numbers of children and young people who are kind of engaged in school avoidance, who are too anxious or too upset to come to school at all. So that's kind of shifted. I mean, the profile of socioeconomic disadvantage was always there, but this on top of that now, we're seeing the kind of the post-pandemic impact on well-being, which is spilling over into the ability of children and young people to engage in school.
And that's one of the striking things, isn't it? I mean, it's clear from your research that some children have very complex and difficult lives.
Exactly. It's not just socioeconomic disadvantage. A lot of the target children that are being worked with in these schools, their parents may have mental health difficulties or addiction. You also have the concentration of disadvantage at the local area level. So you mightn't have as many facilities or supports as you would have in a more advantaged area. And some of the case study areas, we saw vivid examples of how local gang activity, drug dealing had spilled over and affected the lives of children.
The Department of Education says the DESH programme for schools in disadvantaged areas, that will be enhanced. What else are you recommending?
Well, I certainly think that the discussion of this idea of a DESH Plus, which would target the most disadvantaged schools, is really important. But I think it is also the case that we need to be looking at increased resources for working with children who are out of school, because they really need intensive support. But I think what happens in school has to be underpinned by broader measures. First of all, there are still financial barriers to educational participation. We've seen the free books rollout, which is to be welcomed, but there are still issues around uniforms, sports equipment, transition year fees. So, you know, we need to be looking not just at what we do in school, which is really important, but like income supports for families, mental health and other supports for parents, and community development initiatives to kind of empower more vulnerable areas.
Are you suggesting that there should be maybe a more focused approach to child benefit, that there should be a second tier perhaps?
Yes, ESRI colleagues have shown that that would make a significant difference to child poverty, and that would be fit the profile of many of the children who were availing of school completion already, and that would kind of take many of them out of poverty, give them more resources to kind of support their children to engage in learning.
Professor Emer Smith of the ESRI, thank you very much for talking to us.